But I ain't lost nothing, that's for sure. It's been down a little bit. But you know what? I'm glad I know who holds me up. I'm glad I know who holds that ladder up for me.
Praise the Lord.
You know? God's good.
Amen.
We had a blessed service, some service last night, service this morning. We're looking for good and good tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
We're going to turn in Revelations chapter 22. I'll just read one verse before we get out of what the Lord wants you to get out of it. Listen to what I have to say, but listen to His small voice, what He tells you. Be obedient. Honor Him. Do what His will is for you to do. I'm just an earthly vessel made out of clay, doing what the Lord wants me to do, Jerry. You know, I'm just a mouthpiece for Him. Can't do anything without Him. Today, tonight, whatever. You know, I can't. He holds my hand. You know, I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. You know, I just want to be obedient. You know, Jerry asked me, you know, about, said, you got a message, be ready to preach. I shrugged my shoulders. Didn't know, but you know, it hit me like a hammer in the head. You know, I'm glad I get hit in the head by the Lord every once in a while.
Amen.
Wakes me up. I'm not ashamed to say I get in the head. Hit in the head like that.
Amen.
Because I know when I get hit in the head like that, church, I know I've still got
Amen.
The Lord Amen. On my side. Amen. Jerry. I still follow what He wants me to do.
Yeah.
I don't put nothing else in front of me. There ain't no other books, nothing like that. No computers, game shows, whatever they use for that. There ain't nothing else, Brother Jerk. It's the Word, but I put Him in control. And I use His guides. I'm going to read one verse, may go back up and read two more above it. Let's read verse 14 in chapter 22. This is what the Lord laid on my heart. And you'll know why I was shouting on the city, why I asked for that song. Verse 14 starts out, says, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into that city. Mm-hmm. Let's go on back up and read 12 and 13, but I don't want to read verse 14 because that's what the Lord gave me.
Right.
To read verse 14 in the city and being blessed. Church, we're blessed each and every day.
Yeah.
We're blessed every morning we wake up. Verse 12 and 13 says, 12 starts, and behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
Beginning and the end, the first and the last.
Yes.
Okay.
Bless the Lord.
We're done. Stop right there. You know, the first word, verse 14 says it's blessed. Church, we're blessed. We're blessed beyond measure.
Amen.
You know, when we say we're blessed, sure. We say we're blessed in the church house on Sunday night, Sunday morning, Wednesday night. We're blessed every time we go out. Wherever we go to work, where we go to the store, whatever, we're blessed. And let your light shine for Jesus. When you tell somebody you're blessed, don't say it with a frown on your face. What kind of witness is that?
Amen.
What kind of, you know, say I'm blessed and I've got a frown on my face or a soul look? Man, if you're blessed, you need to smile and let your light shine for Jesus, church. He blesses you. You know, some people look at you when you say, I'm blessed.
Bless your
word. If the Lord lays on something in your heart to say to them, say it. Don't walk off from them. That may be the only Bible they ever read or they ever get to hear during that day or that moment.
Bless you.
You know, you ever pondered on that? You know, have you ever pondered on that? You say, I'm blessed at a checkout counter. And that clerk's going through. You don't know if she reads the word. You don't know what.
But
if the Lord instills for you to say something else to her or witness to her, do it. You may not have another chance. You may not have another chance to see that person. In the end of that, it says the tree, it says, may have the right to the tree of life. The tree of life. Whew. How much is that, the tree of life? We're climbing the ladder. We're going to see that tree. That tree of life. That eternal life, Brother Jerry. No more dying. No more sorrows. Well, the song says, the word says, no more sorrows, no more dying, no more crying, no more sickness.
Bless you.
You know, I think the first thing that comes to mind is, Brother Bobby, no more wheelchairs. There ain't going to be no wheelchairs. There ain't going to be no canes getting around to hold me up. You know, there ain't going to be none of that.
Amen.
You know,
bless
we get a tree of life. We get eternal life.
Amen.
We get that. We don't need none of that stuff. You know, the Lord's just so good to me. This week, I had got to share a little part with you. You know, we had a little problem there at the home in the kitchen with a water leak. And I told Coletta, I said, I can get down the floor best I can. I said, Lord, get me back up. Can't, we'll just call somebody to help get me back up. You know, but when I started down, of course, I can't get on my knees. I just have to fall flat. But Brother Jerry, when I got down there and went to going down, I said, Lord, you give me the strength to get me up, or somebody can. You'll send somebody to you know what church. That was the easiest time I got up there was. I got a hold of that chair. Brother Jerry just come right up out there. And that wasn't nothing but the Lord lifting me up. And He can lift each and everyone's up. Whatever our need is, He can lift us up. We can be blessed. We sure be blessed.
Amen.
And the last part of that verse there, in verse 14, says, and may enter in through the gates into the city. What a city that's going to be. And it ain't going to be nothing like Nashville. It ain't going to be nothing like Chattanooga or Knoxville. Nothing like that, Brother Jerry. Bigger city. It ain't going to be nothing like Livingston. That's going to be a city with streets of gold. Mm-hmm. Enter into the pearly gates. That's what the Word says.
Yeah, right.
You know, I ain't taking nothing away and I ain't adding nothing to it. I'm just saying what the Word says. That's what we're going to see one day, Jerry, when we enter the gates. You know, we've got to be doers in obedience of that. To be able to experience it. You know, and when He calls us to do something, we need to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no second question, and all of us does. I'll be the first.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do that, or is that the right timing? You know, I sit back there tonight. Jerry, yeah. I don't know how to word. But then He hit me. Yeah, He helped. And I listened to Jerry's guidance too, because Jerry said in the past, the scriptures and the words are, you do what God wants you to do with it, right, brother?
Amen.
Right? Amen. You know, he'll give you what you want, what He wants you to share. We just got to apply and do it.
Yeah.
But being blessed, you know, we're all blessed. You know?
Amen.
Blessed beyond measure. Song service and the Holy Spirit. Obedience, shouting, praising, lifting His name on high last night, this morning.
Yeah.
You know, we left out of here after the service today. We come back. You know, I like something, and don't like, it's love and like both. Mm-hmm. It's love. Brother Jerry said, I'm not going to dismiss the service like that. We'll just recess.
Amen.
And I'm mad at that. Jerry didn't say that. We recess till tonight and we come back together again. You know, that's when we're in one mind and one accord.
Amen.
We're on His Word. We're staying focused. We're being blessed, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got to do.
Amen.
I don't, you know, everybody here tonight, I'm not going to preach that somebody's lost, something's got a burden. You know that when you're in the Lord. But if you've not got a blessing tonight and need one, you can get it.
Amen.
You can come up here and call on the one that can give you that blessing or bless
Amen.
You. He can let you be a blessing this week out on the
Amen.
Field, wherever you go. Whether you're sitting at the coffee shop, whether you're at work, you know, or whatever.
Amen.
Be a blessing.
Amen.
You know. That's what the Lord's giving.
Yeah.
And when, you know, I want to take and do what He wants me to do, Jerry. You know, and it's just, We've been triple dose with blessings the last 2 days in all our services. Now, can we take that on the field this next week? Or do we sell it up and just keep it up or cross our arms? Think about it, church. Do you want to be a blessing to somebody?
Amen.
Do you want to share what the Lord's given?
Yeah.
You know, take it out on the field and use it in the fire. And then you can talk about that city at the end of that.
Amen.
You know, tell somebody about that city they can go to You know, you may be talking to other Christians that knows that city. Lord may lay something on your heart to tell them and share with them somebody else about a seat and enter through the gates.
Amen.
You know, look at that ladder. Because that ladder they sung about, holding up the ladder, you know, that's a one-way ladder and that's up. Because I'm not coming back down, Brother Jerry. No, no. When I go up that ladder, I'm not coming back up. You know, that's like flights of steps. There's limitations. I don't go up steps and down unless it's just a have-to case. But you know, I know who holds me while I go up and down the steps. He can get me up and down every one of them. But that's what the Lord gave me. I don't know, one of these other boys may have something to do, Jerry. But take your blessings this week and be a blessing to somebody. Smile. Show that love and Jesus light and that blessing and see what you get back. You know, if you do that, you'll be obedient to what the Lord wants you to do.
Right.
And you'll honor Him, Brother Jerry. Amen. That's what the Lord did.
Lord's been laying on my heart in a few days. I sat the other day and looking. And I'm looking towards going to Ephesians. I've been studying on it for I don't know about a month. And I looked at it and the Lord said, no, that ain't where you need to be. You need to go to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and I'll find it here to me. Luke chapter 10 and verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to have eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law, how readeth thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord the God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy might, and the neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify him, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered, a certain man went down from Jericho to Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levi, when he was at the place, come and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound him up his wound, and pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinketh thou was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him, then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. This man here had fell in hard time. Thieves had come and took everything he had away, stripped him down to nothing. This priest come through and seen him, and the Bible said he went on the other side of him. He didn't have time. He didn't have time for these. And my friend the Levi come through and he didn't have time. But thank God for this Samaritan man which had time, who had compassion. I just was thinking of sitting there a while ago. I thank God that Jesus Christ had time to go to Calvary to name you. Oh, my friend, he was that good Samaritan for me and you. The love that he had for me and you. I'm so thankful, Brother Jerry, when I was lost that morning, when he passed by, he stopped when I called out to him. Oh, glory to God. I'm so thankful. Samaritan man had compassion on this man. Christians today, we need to be example for the world today. Because that might be the only Bible that a sinner ever pick up. If me and you, I'm talking about on Monday and Wednesday and Thursday through the week. Oh, glory to God. That might be the only Bible they'll ever pick up. It's seeing that good Samaritan in me and you out there in the world. We're the hand and feet that the Lord's got to work with today. Oh, my friend, I'm telling you, there's more work to do today, seeing people lost than ever. Why? There's so much pains out in the world, can get their mind off of Christ.
Amen.
But I'm telling you today, church, it's all about serving Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
It's all about serving Him. This man had compassion on this man. Well, my friend, I'm telling you, the Lord had compassion on me. Because I turned away, church, the first time that He dealt with my heart. They tell me you've got one time to be saved, and it's the mercy of God. Oh, my friend, it had to be the mercy of God that touched me that morning. Oh, I'm going to tell you here tonight, church, if you have a need from God, Jesus Christ will be there. He'll be that good Samaritan to you today. Oh, He'll touch you, my friend. He'll take care of that need tonight. He'll be that good Samaritan. Oh, my friend, He won't be like me or you. Sometime we get busy and we've not got time like them other two men. But I'm telling you about a man that had time that went to Calvary. A man had time to rose from the grave. A man had time to go back to be at the right hand of the Father for us today. A man, if we call on him 3 o'clock in the morning, glory to God, He'll answer that prayer. If you call me 3 o'clock in the morning, I might be grumpy and might not even answer the phone. But glory to God, we're serving a Savior that will hear that prayer at any time. My friend, I'm telling you what today. He's the Savior of the world. He's the Savior tonight, my friend. Well, I'm telling you what, we need to serve Him in truth today. Oh, like the Good Samaritan, he served Him with truth because he seen his fellow man fall in
need.
Oh, my friend, we need to have that need today. I'm telling you what, there are people out there. There are people out there in the world don't know where to turn to. They've seen people like this priest and like this Levi, and they don't know where to turn. I was talking to a cousin this week at the funeral home. He's seen people like that. And he said the funeral home would be the closest church that he'd ever be in. Pray for that man. That God will convict his heart and show him that there's a good Samaritan out there named Jesus that wants to save his soul. Glory to the Lamb of God. He's alive tonight. Boy, he ain't retired. He ain't sitting back. As Brother Aaron said today, with the old timers, glory to God, he's still saving in that hell. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother.